Alex Newton is here, and Alex is the Beeston chiropractor. Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon. Yes.
Doing all right?
I think we're just about there, yes. Yeah, trying to fend off this flu and bugs and things.
Welcome to the world of coughing, really.
Yes.
You've got a bit of a cough and a splutter, as indeed have I, permanently it seems. Is it the time of year? Is that what causes us to be a bit bunged up, do you think?
Well, I haven't met anyone who hasn't had it yet. So, yes, I think we're sharing it around between ourselves, aren't we?
As if to prove the point there. So that's one thing about this time of year. What about physically this time of year? Is it, you know, it can get a bit cold, you can feel a bit stiff. Do you have to fight against that and start getting yourself ready?
Well, this is the time of year that we really don't want to do anything, but really we should, especially if you haven't done very much during January as well. But you have to realise that after a couple of weeks of not doing very much and being quite sedentary and hibernating in front of our fires and in front of the telly, that we really need to think about ahead about what's going to happen in the spring and starting to get moving, even if it's just wrapping up warm and getting out there and having a really brisk walk, particularly during the day, or else we never see the daylight either, do we? Go to work in the dark, come home in the dark. So getting out maybe at lunchtime, having a good brisk 20-minute walk. But the key thing is to wrap up and keep going.
Yeah, that very interesting point about the dark mornings and dark evenings. It's starting to pull out a little bit, and we were seeing that. But I found that was a bit of a challenge the last few weeks. You'd leave home in the dark, you'd get home, it was dark. And if I was here, well, you know me, I live my world at work in the dark. I have no idea what's going on. But actually not getting out of the building was a bit of a stupid thing. I should have made more effort to get out.
We do need to motivate ourselves and get out there, yes.
Mm. So physically, though, there is the idea of going for a walk. What more can you do sort of within the comfort of your own home, within the warmth of your own walls?
Well, think about some gentle stretching. Maybe get that yoga mat out. It's probably collecting dust in the loft somewhere. So bring it downstairs and lay it down in front of the fire and do some gentle stretching. And things like yoga and Pilates are always very good. A nice warm village hall maybe to go and do that with some friends.
Good with friends and good with people who know what they're doing, really. So that you
motivation.
Yeah, you don't want to be pulling and stretching the wrong thing.
But the thing is to do it, start off very gently.
Mm.
Have a brisk walk to start with, or a gentle jog, and then when you start your exercises, just do it nice and steady. Keep your weights very low, your repetitions very high, and you know, don't try and pick off where you left off back in perhaps November. So for some people who haven't done a lot of exercise, not been to the gym, and we'll have these wonderful New Year's resolutions about getting into the gym, but doing too much too quickly.
I bet there's a danger of that, isn't there? They build it up. Next week I'm going to do it. Next week I'm going to do it. They finally get around to doing it and they go, right, I'm really going to do it. And then they put themselves
That's when we see a lot of patients, is that they've overdone it. Week one, do two or three classes back to back, and then they end up pulling things. So we have to get them back on track and slow them down and take them back to basics again.
Okay. We'll talk some more about getting yourself moving at this time of year. Also, the impact of carrying around a little additional weight. Might be some good inspiration for losing a few pounds when Alex explains about the impact that that midriff can have. And also staying fit with healthy bones. A lot of talk of the calcium in people's diets. So how do you ensure that you've got enough calcium and it's being used properly? Keeping yourself fit and supple with good advice from Alex Newton, the Beeston chiropractor on BBC Radio Nottingham. So the notion of sort of getting up, getting yourself moving, not overdoing it, but at least putting some sort of spring in your step as you go about your daily life and getting out. But then, I'll tell you what a lot of people think at this time of year. I need to lose weight. No, when I say that, I don't mean that people look at me and say, Alan, you need to lose weight. But other people think they need to lose weight. You know what I'm trying to say, Alex. It does have an impact on joints and muscles, doesn't it, the weight that you carry around?
Yes, apparently losing 1 pound of weight, which we can all do, reduces the weight through our knees by 4 pounds.
Oh.
So that's huge, isn't it?
Isn't it?
So when you're walking about, if you walked a mile, 4,800 pounds go through your knee joints when you're walking a mile. That's amazing, isn't it?
No wonder they go a bit creaky.
Yeah, so if you reduce those pounds all count. Mm. So we might be disappointed that when we went to Weight Watchers or Slimming World that we only lost a pound this week, but that's 4 pounds off those creaking joints. So well done if you've lost a pound this week.
And inspiration to lose a few more, perhaps.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And the bone health that we have, there's always a fear, I know, for people getting older of osteoporosis, which is, I think, a sort of loss of bone structure and bone strength, isn't it? And I think calcium can be one of the things that if you've got a good diet with calcium in will maybe stop osteoporosis becoming a thing.
The thing we need to be mindful of these days is a lot of people that are getting more and more allergic to dairy and intolerant of dairy and various different diets such as vegetarians and vegans that aren't consuming that amount of animal fat with the calcium in. So we need to look at alternatives there. And also to help you absorb the calcium, you need vitamin D. So that's really important. Obviously a bit of sunshine in there. But we should be taking vitamin D in this country all year round because we just don't get enough sunlight. So to help us absorb that calcium, you need to be having vitamin D. But green leafy vegetables and obviously soft fish, tinned fishes, and we'll have tinned fish will have high volumes of calcium in them to help you absorb that, and the vitamin D as well there.
Interesting you sort of talk about the vegetarian and vegan diets. I know often vitamin D is derived from lanolin type stuff from sheep, but there are vegan alternatives if you hunt around. I know, I use them. And also with calcium, yes, milk is often seen as the best supply of calcium, but actually, plant milks are often fortified with calcium, and then kale, for example, as a green vegetable, has a lot of calcium.
Absolutely.
And what again is great is that you can, with a quick search on the internet, find the sort of relative portion sizes and get an idea of what you might want to do if you don't want to have milk, or the milk is there as the way that people have got their calcium over the years.
That's right, But the other ones as well, which we don't really think about, are things like magnesium. That's a really important vitamin supplement. It's really good for, especially if you're starting to do some exercise and feeling a little bit run down, if you're getting a little bit of cramp or muscle pain, it might be suggestive that you're deficient in that magnesium again. And again, that's really high concentrations in your kale and your spinach and your Brussels sprouts, your green leafy vegetables. Also, lots of that in nuts and seeds, so your pumpkin seeds and hemp and things like that. Whole grains, lots of magnesium in there, and your beans and pulses. So you probably have a lot of those. So make sure that your diet is quite balanced. But if you are getting lots of cramp and muscle pains, and it might be worth taking a supplement there to help with some of that joint and muscle pain.
Yeah, so a supplement can be a short or medium-term solution to a shortage, can't it? Because it's a slightly higher concentration.
That's right.
Whereas a diet that has kale and pulses and some of the things you mentioned, as a matter of course, you would like to think you are getting over an extended period of time. We can't
substitute a good diet for the vitamins. But if you are having symptoms, it might be worth having a short course of vitamin supplements to facilitate that. And then once things have settled down a little bit, you can make sure that your diet is high in those green leafy vegetables that we keep talking about.
Yeah. For some, it's not their favourite, but there are ways of preparing and dealing with things. People sort of go, ooh, I don't like cabbage. And then you ask them, well, I've only had it boiled, and boiled within an inch of its life. It's not very pleasant, but there are other things you can do with the cabbage.
Yes,
still,
it's a shame, isn't it? Yes, the old traditional way of, boiling cabbage or steaming it's quite good, or stir-frying is.
Stir-fried cabbage only last night. My mum used to always put a little bit of bicarb in the cabbage, which I think is a nutritional disaster. It tends to leach out a lot of the vitamin C, apparently. But
I've never heard of that.
You never put bicarb in your cabbage. It makes it go sort of very soft and a little slimy.
Nice. Okay.
It's amazing I grew up still eating cabbage. The question I was going to ask you is, as somebody as a chiropractor, you get your hands on people. Can you sometimes sort of feel that they're a bit lacking in something, by the stiffness that you can feel or the way the muscles and joints feel to you?
It's normally the symptoms that they tend to tell us about, but sometimes they're quite stiff to adjust. They obviously complain about their joint pain and stiffness, and they're obviously we have to sort of recommend the various vitamins and minerals to support that in between times when they're not being treated. But it's about really getting those muscles toned up around the area. But if there is a nutritional deficit, then it's very difficult to get those muscles toned up. And the collagen, which is the bit between the made up from the between the joints and between the muscles and things that help repair your muscles, things like vitamin C is really important to It's a good immune suppressant, but it's also very good at helping to build collagen and build structure to your muscles. So if people are having lots of muscle injuries and things like that, then, again, looking at vitamin C might be something to supplement your diet with.
I wish there was a way that, like with a car, a modern car these days, they can plug a box into it and a screen comes on and it tells you what the car is doing right and what it's doing wrong. It's a shame we can't quite do the same yet, I don't think, without paying a huge amount of money. For people, every year I'd like to go along and stick my thumb in something and then it would come back and say, you need to take more vitamin C or you need more magnesium.
Well, they do blood tests, don't they, really, now?
Yeah, so but it's quite... You have to go and have a... You have to have a bit of a reason for a blood test, don't you, if you go to your doctor?
It'll come, I guess, with time.
Stick your thumb in this hole and we'll tell you what's wrong with you. That's my idea for it.
There's hair analysis and things like that, isn't there? They do that,
Okay. So. Some more thoughts on exercising and what to do if exercise goes slightly wrong on the way, very shortly.
Launching skyward from the 16-foot-deep vertical walls of a frozen halfpipe, she grabs her snowboard and rotates horizontally 1,260 degrees, 30 feet above anvil hard ice. If all goes to plan, she'll land on her feet. And for her, it's just another day at the office. The fearless are here. The Winter Olympics starts Friday across the BBC.
Sport tonight on BBC Radio Nottingham from 7 o'clock. It is the FA Cup replay with Notts County down in Swansea. Kick-off just after 8 o'clock. Full match commentary here on BBC Radio Nottingham. And so that's starting from 7 this evening, match night, and the game itself just after 8. Now, as Alex, the Beeston chiropractor, has been extolling the virtues of a bit of exercise, getting out there, getting things moving, thinking about your diet... there is that New Year's thing of people going to the gym, and as you implied earlier, sometimes people overdo it. What happens if you're at the gym and something goes a little bit twang and your back goes? I mean, what a thing to happen. You're there trying to prove to people how fit and healthy and lithe you are, and instead you're writhing with a back.
I think the mistake often people make is that they try and carry on. Really, you should stop, change what you're doing, and just do some gentle warming down exercises, and keep moving a little bit rather than just stop completely. And then once things have cooled down a little bit, maybe if it's a muscle, you might want to apply a little bit of heat later, or if it's a joint that you've strained, ice is always the best. So if in doubt, we always suggest you put ice on things. About 15 minutes with your ice pack, and then leave it off for an hour, and then put it on again for 15 minutes. And regular applications of that over 2 or 3 days, keeping moving. Don't go and jump in a hot bath. That usually can engorge the area with blood and can make it more inflamed and cause muscle spasms. So be wary of that. But some gentle exercise, some gentle stretching. And then if after 2 or 3 days it hasn't settled down, it would be worth trying to get some professional advice. Mm. But I always suggest that, you know, if you have pulled yourself, or because when we've been to the gym, we expect our muscles to feel a little bit sore. But if you make sure that your muscles have settled down and the pain has disappeared before you go to the gym again, so don't try and build on injuries. So allow your body to heal and make sure that you've got a day or two in between going to the gym so that your body does heal. Because building muscle is actually tearing muscle to actually increase the muscle bulk there. So that's why it hurts, because you're actually tearing the fibres there to allow them to grow. And what you want to do is make sure that it heals in between time. Uh-huh. And if it doesn't heal, you start getting major problems. So just be kind to your body. And if you're going to do consecutive days, make sure you do different things on consecutive days. So often people do upper body, lower body, cardio on 3 consecutive days, but use different muscle groups and make sure that you heal before you do that muscle group again.
Timely advice. Stay active, stay fit, stay young. With the help of, among others, here on BBC Radio Nottingham, Alex Newton, the Beeston chiropractor. Lovely to see you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.